Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The city is beyond excited for the Knicks to come home to the Garden tonight for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But the NYPD is warning, with President Trump coming to the game, there will be massive security in the area.
No ticket, no entry, and no watch parties either. That word from NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The NYPD, in coordination with the Secret Service, made the decision where we have a presidential visit that we could not support watch parties right outside of the Garden.
She says there's New Year's Eve level security tonight.
No one will be allowed inside the secured area unless they have a ticket to the game.
Matt McCool runs the Secret Service's New York field, he says.
From the ground to the sky, the Secret Service and our partners have it covered.
That's drones, tactical forces, and TSA level screening. So his suggestion, get there 2 hours early. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYPD headquarters.
The Trump administration has now drawn up a plan to increase ICE activity here in New York City. Border czar Tom Homan on Fox warning New Yorkers that, quote, they'll be seeing more ICE than ever before. This is not the first threat President Trump and Homan have made to increase the number of agents here. But Homan did say he reviewed the operational plan and told Governor Hochul about it before she signed that bill late last month that curbs ICE operations and bars agents from wearing masks. No confirmation on when exactly this will happen. Homan says just that it's coming. We've reached out to the governor's office for comments. Well, of course, New York City is gearing up for a major tourism boom this summer, but scammers, well, that means they're gearing up too, and the city council wants to make sure nobody falls victim to their schemes.
A city council investigation unveiling a slew of scams targeting tourists visiting the city. Council Speaker Julie Menon says a number of them happening right before our eyes.
There were pedicab drivers without being licensed, while 20% didn't have visible rate signs. There were unlicensed taxis displaying Uber and Lyft signs despite not being registered with the TLC.
A new bill passed this May, introduced by Councilmember Sandra Ong, requires tourists have access
to help visitors recognize common scams and deceptive business practices before they become victims.
Council Speaker Menon says she found over 75 illicit ticket vendors specifically selling fake tours to see the Statue of Liberty. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We're learning more about a disturbing incident aboard a 7 train in Queens. That's where the NYPD says a 73-year-old woman was sexually abused Friday evening. A man allegedly exposed himself and pressed himself against the woman from behind before taking off at the Vernon Boulevard station. The woman was not physically injured. Photos of the suspect are now up on the Crime Stoppers X page, which is at NYPD Tips, as police try to track him down. 18 people are now behind bars on Long Island for stealing from a number of stores in Suffolk County.
Authorities say the stores targeted were Home Depot, TJ Maxx, Stop and Shop, and Nordstrom Rack. Prosecutors say the 18 suspects did not even try to hide the items they took. They just walked right out the doors with them, including in one case, a cart of lawnmowers. The stores are all located in Suffolk County. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, if you haven't been able to score a ticket to a World Cup final game, Governor Hochul says, don't worry, you can still be part of the action. She was in Central Park this morning alongside Mayor Mamdani, FIFA, and the New York-New Jersey Host Committee, announcing a free World Cup final watch party on Central Park's Great Lawn.
Right here on the Great Lawn, there's no better place, the quintessential New York experience, to bring everybody to this location, from Shakespeare in the Park to the Global Citizen Festival, the Philharmonic, or just sunbathing. This is the summertime go-to spot for New Yorkers.
Up to 50,000 people will be able to watch the match there on July 19th, with the tickets distributed by Global Citizen through a lottery system. That lottery opens this Thursday at 10 a.m. and it closes July 16th. The announcement comes as organizers continue ramping up preparations for the Cup. In New Jersey, Congressman Josh Gottheimer announcing a new and critical public safety funding for the area.
You're talking about $8.5 million. It's going to be going to both the state and local. And the key is for things like extra hours and covering costs for all law enforcement on the ground and other resources that are necessary to protect everyone and keep them safe, equipment and other protective gear.
All the host cities for the World Cup are in fact receiving a total of $625 million in federal grants to cover overtime and additional security costs. Well, overnight, a 23-year-old man was shot and killed in the Norwood section of the Bronx. Police got a call just minutes after midnight last night about an assault taking place at East 207th Street and Decatur Avenue. They arrived to find the 23-year-old Jaden Purvis with multiple gunshot wounds to his torso. He was rushed to St. Barnabas Hospital, where sadly he was pronounced dead. Police say they are looking for two suspects who fled the scene in a black BMW sedan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.